Energies, we're committed to building a bright, sustainable energy future. We're investing in clean energy projects like solar, wind, and battery storage. As a leader in the decarbonization effort, our goal is to achieve net zero carbon emissions from our generation fleet by 2050. It's part of our plan to provide the affordable, reliable, and clean energy you depend on. Learn more at weenergies.com.
We Energies. People you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today here in this Sunday afternoon matinee game, Blazers and Bucks, 81-55. Not ugly if you're a Blazers fan. Well, before we do anything else, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the BMO Box Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Our broadcast presented by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Milwaukee trying to freshen things up themselves right now. They need it. Down by 26 points. Damian Lillard draws the contact, puts the shot up off the back iron strong, but he's going to the line for two. Blazers hit 7 of 10 three-pointers in the second quarter. They start the third quarter off hitting 5 of their first 7 shots from the field. And there has been very little to limit what this Portland team wants to do so far in this game. And, you know, at some point, Justin, it becomes a pride check here. I mean, in Milwaukee, they don't want to be embarrassed like this. And Lillard a miss on the first of 2 free throws.
Yeah, especially on the home floor, too. And we talked about all the emotions coming into this game for Damian Lillard, obviously. It's a unique situation. Oh, he almost went 0 for 2 there. That was a strong back iron.
Yeah, got it to go, though. So Lillard, third longest tenured player ever for the Blazers, is late on arriving on Grant. And Grant's three-pointer went 5/6 of the way down before it popped out on an open three-point look and then swirled around on the rim. Giannis the other way draws the whistle and the foul, and maybe this is how the Bucks chiseled their way out. Just a steady parade of free throws because Milwaukee is having a hard time getting anything else to work as Giannis will go to the line for two. He's got 18 points in this one on 7 of 14 shooting and 9 rebounds. But he's been slowed of late. Brogdon of late done a nice job on him defensively. Ayton got called for the foul, and for the former number one overall draft pick of the Phoenix Suns, it is his second personal. Giannis, first of two, bends of the knees. That free throw is up, and it is good. So he will have another one coming. Giannis, 31 points, 9 rebounds, last time out against the Wizards. A Wizards team that he put big numbers up against again over the last 2 games they played. 2 of the last 3 games that Milwaukee has played has come against Washington. Second free throw is good. And it is a 23-point lead for the Blazers. I mean, here's the challenge. Not only you have to score, but you're going to have to find a way to get some stops because obviously you can't make up a deficit unless you keep them from scoring. Their best defense has been their offense. Here's pass inside. Ayton gets fouled as he was trying to float one up. He's going to the free throw line. Lopez will get called for his second foul, and DeAndre Ayton will step to the line yet again. We were talking about how Ayton has not been at the free throw line very frequently this year. The last he has taken the fewest free throws of any center with 400 or more minutes this season, with 9 coming into this game. But that's his 5th attempt right there.
It goes hand in hand with the usage rate, but that's really the startling thing is we assumed when he moved on from Phoenix and away from Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, the usage would go up.
Hasn't so far, but he's played well here today in this one. That's kind of been the storyline for this Blazers team as he sinks both free throws, and Portland's out front 83-58. Giannis gets fouled going the other way by Brogdon. And that'll be, is that team foul number five? Brogdon just committed his third, and it is the fifth for the Blazers. So with 8:19 to go here, they are into the penalty now, and Giannis will go back to the free throw line. I don't think even Giannis knew that.
I don't think anybody knew it at first.
Pretty early to cross that threshold as the Bucks go into the bonus.
And look, that's an area you have to take advantage of if you're the Bucks, and we're talking about looking for those things that can help turn this game around. Now you got to start to live at the free throw line for the next 8 minutes.
First of two on the way. It is no good. Missed it short. Giannis was 6 of 8 from the stripe prior to that one today. But we'll see if he can regather himself and sink another. Deep breath. Crowd needs a little spark too now. I mean, it's another packed house here, but they haven't had a whole lot to cheer about of late. Giannis knocks down the second free throw. 7 lead changes in the first quarter. You start to think, oh, the Bucks will separate. Wrong. They did separate, but the wrong direction. Portland open it up. Haven't looked back. They've got an 83-59 lead. Now Grant dribbles it off his foot and rolls away and gets to Beasley. Beasley beats ahead to Giannis. Milwaukee goes the other way. Giannis spinning on Sharp. Now passes out as he was picked up nicely. Gets it back to Giannis. Giannis lowers his head, trying to bang around inside, trying to feed it down low, but another turnover. It's right to Brogdon. Brogdon goes the other way. Sends it off to Ayton. Ayton down low. Passes to Grant. Grant drives laterally down the baseline. Out top it comes to Brogdon. Misses that one short. Rebound by Lopez. Feeds it ahead now to Beasley. He'll feed the cutting Connaughton into the corner. They send it to Lillard. Passes out left wing to Giannis. Now to Lopez from straight on. And Lopez splashes it through. Splash Mountain. His second long one of the day. And the Bucks pull back to within 21. 7:20 to go now after a Michelob Ultra 3 from Brook Lopez. Fans trying to cheer this Bucks team on to get a stop. Brogdon's got it on the near wing. Bounce pass to Ayton. He's got the size advantage here on Pat Connaughton. Sends it out to Brogdon. Brogdon ahead fake. Goes around Lillard. Floats up the runner. No good. Rebound tapped at by Brogdon. Couldn't get it to go. Connaughton finally comes away with it for the Bucks. Gives it to Giannis. Giannis will move it into the front court. Going the other way. Now he throws on the Jets. Plows right over his man. Lays it in with a foul. Kamara never stood a chance. The rookie was roadkill. And Giannis with a chance at the three-point play. So that will send Giannis to the free throw line again for his 11th free throw attempt of this game. Lopez just checked out for the Bucks. Bobby Portis is in. Bobby's trying to get himself going. He's been in a little bit of a funk, scoring low each of his last two games. Just 3 of 11 field goals in that time. 9-2 run, though, for Milwaukee to try to get themselves back into this game. They could use a spark from Bobby. Thybulle just checked into the game. He replaces Kamara, who will take a seat on the bench after committing his third foul of the game. 6:52 to go here in the third. 83-64 lead for the Bucks, or I should say for the Blazers, as the free throw is up, and he rattles it through. So the Bucks have outscored Portland 10-2. In the recent going, but they're still down by 18. That tells you how deep the hole was. Scoot Henderson's got it. Rookie passes it away now to Grant. Grant on the handoff. Sharp. Oh, whistle, a foul going on Lillard. Lillard got his arm wrapped around to try to poke it free and took a shot. He's still on his backside trying to wipe off the pain. Took a shoulder to the temple. Oh, boy, he extended his arm a little bit there,
a bit.
Similar to what we saw Giannis get. Or was it Giannis that got called for that foul early?
Bobby.
Oh, it was Portis, that's right, with the arm extension.
I think the difference there, the contact came before the arm was extended.
And I don't think the extension was quite as significant either. Henderson goes around Lillard, drives the baseline, feeds it to the corner, open three. Matisse Thybulle, a rare miss on an open three-point drive for the Blazers here today. Giannis secures the rebound, going the other way. Funnels it to the corner. Bobby Portis hoists up a three. Missed it short. Rebound goes to Portland, going the other way. Into the front court. Grant defended by Lillard. trying to post him up. Sends out now left wing to Shaedon Sharpe. Back to Grant. They like that matchup against Lillard down low. Lillard knows he's at a disadvantage and trying to capitalize on trying to knock it away on a foul. Instead, or knock it away on a steal, but instead he commits the foul. So that'll be his second. Inbound pass will come from the near side. Jeremy Grant to send it in for the Bucks. It's their last foul to give with 6:07 to play here in the third quarter. 83-65 lead for the Blazers, who have not trailed since the first quarter. Shaedon Sharpe lobs up top. Ayton comes down with it, passes to the corner. Thybul unloads, three balls, an air ball. Maybe the law of averages is starting to settle in here as Portland has come down to earth over these last couple minutes with their three-point shooting. Lillard trying to drive around Sharpe, takes it inside, has the shot knocked away, but Portis cleans it up. He puts it off the window and good on the stick back. Physical play there. Lillard thought he got fouled, didn't get the call, and Bucks get their points anyway, and they've got that lead down to 16 now. Jeremy Grant was still 5.5 minutes to play in the third. Gives it now. Here's a drive from Thybul down low. Feeds the cutter. Henderson missed the layup. Well, Portland's hurt themselves now, missing some shots. Outlet feed goes from Lillard to Giannis. Giannis got fouled by Jeremy Grant, and he's going to the line. It's amazing. The Bucks down by 28 points earlier in this quarter have got it down to 16 with a chance to get it to 14, and that has all transpired in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, 3-4 minutes, really. And the big, it's been half court. You've made the Blazers play in the half court a lot more. And those two names that you mentioned, too, Scoot Henderson and Matisse Thybul, were combined 5 of 5 in the first half. They're 0 for 3 so far in this quarter.
Yeah, they've come down to earth in a big way with the shooting. Blazers have gone 3 minutes and 48 seconds without scoring, which is a world of time, given the way this game has played out. Giannis missed on the first of two free throws off the front iron. He's now 7 of 11 at the line. So Ayton's going to take a seat. He's going to be replaced by Dwight Reith, the 27-year-old rookie, the third oldest rookie this season. Spent the last 5 years playing overseas. A year ago in Beirut and in the Chinese Basketball League. Prior to that, I suspect he's glad his timing was when it was. It would be not a place you'd want to be playing right now, I suspect. Giannis on the second free throw. It is up, and it rims in and out. Rebound knocked out of bounds. That's going to be Portland ball. Connaughton thought it was off of Grant, but they will say otherwise. Bucks going to use the timeout here. They may challenge this. 5:16 to go in the third quarter. Blazers out in front by 16, but the Bucks on the move. They're going to win this challenge. We'll tell it to you officially here when we come back. Now these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches.
Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you. in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane.
The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
At bucks.com/tickets.
.516 to go here, third quarter. It was officially overturned, that last call. It's going to be Milwaukee basketball with 5:16 still to go here in the third quarter. Bucks trailed by 28, trailing by 16, trying to whittle that deficit down. We're brought to you by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the Bucks, the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/bucks. Also presented, as always, by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. After the timeout, it's going to be Portis to inbound with Giannis, Connaughton, Beasley, and Lillard out there. Portis takes a pass in the paint, swivels, looking for someone to get it to. Going to have to just float it up. Missed his shot. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Portland basketball. Boy, Bobby couldn't believe he had that lane. He was just trying to get rid of it, then turned around. There was the rim, but just no one between him and it. He just missed it.
And adding to it, too, he knew he had to get that up early because he was running very close to a three-second call.
So here comes Portland the other way. They haven't scored since the 9:09 mark, going on over 4 minutes now. Grant attacks. He has the ball knocked away from the front side. It goes out to Lillard. Lillard's racing off the other way. He takes it to the rim. Missed the shot, but a late whistle. There's the foul that Lillard has been screaming for the last few trips. He'll go to the line for two. Who knocked that ball free? Was that? It was Bobby. Portis came over on the help and knocked it away from Jeremy Grant. Jump-started that transition opportunity. So Dame will have two shots in front of him here with 4:51 still to play in the third quarter. Takes a deep breath, spins that ball in his hands. His first of two is on the way and good. Lillard's seventh free throw attempt of the game. Dame's got 16 points now, hasn't shot it particularly well, just 4 of 12 and 2 of 7 from 3. His next free throw is good. 14-2 run, though, for the Bucks over the last nearly 5 minutes. Grant's going to hand the basketball off now, top of the arc, it's Henderson. The rookie Scoot Henderson going to pull up, 17-footer, missed it badly, rebound goes to Lillard. Portland has gone ice cold here of late. Damian Lillard around the screen, uncorks a three, and he zeroes in. Plants it right in the heart of the cylinder. The Bucks on a 17-2 run now. With 4:22 to play in the third, right back in the thick of this thing, down by 11. Scoot Henderson the other way. Portland couldn't be stopped earlier. Now they can't get the ball to drop. Wild shot here for Jeremy Grant. Missed it from the free throw line. Off balance with a hand in his face. Bucks go the other way. Into the front court, Lillard thought about the three. Changed his mind late and passed it, but it was kicked away. So the Bucks, down 83-72, have held the Blazers without a field goal going back about 6 minutes almost. Portis takes it along the baseline. He missed on the dunk. How many of these layups are the Bucks going to let get away? Here comes Sharp, splits a pair of defenders. He'll glide in, lay it in on the other side. So that will be the first field goal for the Blazers in about 5.5 minutes. And it was all jump-started by a missed dunk. Giannis going to squeeze off a three. That misses everything. Well short, and that opens the door for another running situation. Scoot Henderson takes it the other way, lays it in on the other side. Those two plays lead directly to points on the other side. You just can't. Early in the shot clock, Giannis fires up the three and missed everything. And that set the Blazers in motion on offense, racing off the other way, and then Portis on the missed dunk. Those little things, they come back to bite you, especially in a game when you're trailing and trying to come from 28 down.
Yeah, you've chipped 11 off the largest lead of the game. You still have a little more margin for error against this team, not to take anything away from Portland, but if you were playing a team like we faced on Wednesday in the Celtics, then you'd say there's no margin for error. But that miss, if that dunk goes down for Bobby Portis, it's single digits for the first time since it was 59-50. If you can get this to 10 going into the fourth quarter, I think you're still in a very good spot.
Yeah, because you'll have momentum on your side too, but all that momentum the Bucks had built up against a young team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't want to give this team belief. That is the intangible in this situation that you really have in your favor. And if you can get them down, you got to keep them down. Milwaukee unable to do that there.
And to that point, that 5.5 roughly minutes where the Blazers did not hit a field goal and their only points were a pair of DeAndre Ayton free throws, the one thing that stood out is the turnovers. The Bucks had minimized that and were forcing the Blazers to play offense in the half court.
And that was all erased again on two bad shots.
Two plays where you get four quick points.
Yep. And that could be enough to get them going. We'll see. But obviously a world of time. We'll see if the Bucks can get it going here again. An important 3.5 minutes, though, to close this third quarter for both teams. Milwaukee trying to dig their way out of another big hole here tonight. Lillard in the front court with Portis, Lopez, Connaughton, and Cameron Payne out there right now. And he is lucky that didn't get turned over. His pass was going to be a tough one to fit into Lopez, but it was kicked by Portland. It'll be Bucks ball out of bounds on the near side with 14 to shoot. Lillard to inbound. You got two point guards out there in Payne and Dame. Inbound pass goes to Payne from Dame. Payne's got it on the left wing. Thought about the three instead. Passes to Lopez. Long three on the way. Missed it wide right. Sails off the side iron and out of bounds back to Portland. Again, Milwaukee settling a little bit here on these last few trips. Have not been able to crack the code against a Portland defense that has been better this year, but still not great. 19th in the league in defensive efficiency after struggling at 27th, 29th, 29th, and 27th of the last 4 years defensively. Here's Grant. He tees up a three, can't hit. Nice box out from Lopez there as he comes away with it. Portland has really cooled off with their shooting. They were hitting just about everything in sight for a good chunk of time, though. Here's Lillard driving inside with nowhere to go. He's going to turn it over. Pass it out to Shaedon Sharpe. Sharpe takes it the other way. Scoops to the hoop. Couldn't finish. Gets his own rebound, though. Now it's down low, and he's going to get fouled. And again, that's all jump-started by the turnover. Portland has been able to run, and when they have inflicted major wounds. Blazers are shooting just 33% this quarter. But they have attempted 10 more shots than Milwaukee has. 21 shots this quarter to just 11 for the Bucks. Free throw is short. Now, some of that has to do with the fact that the Bucks have attempted 11 free throws. But it's been a lot of turnovers as the first free throw misses. Another one coming. Jabari Walker comes in to replace Jeremy Grant. Second free throw goes down for Sharpe. Shaedon Sharpe, 83% at the line this season, and puts his team out in front by 16. 2:25 to go now in the third. Lillard the other way. He's defended on the outside by Walker. Drives at Walker. Now sends it out. Another turnover. Right to the Blazers again. Matisse Thybulle with a pickpocket, but Payne gets back on defense to try to prevent the fast break this time. And tips it out of bounds. You're almost happy with that now.
Yeah.
I mean, is they have turned turnovers into points with such ease today that you're happy when you turn it over and it just goes out of bounds to them.
16 turnovers already for the Bucks, and it just goes to show you how quickly it can change. That the Bucks had taken all the momentum. You were flirting with getting it down to single possession or single digits. And now all of a sudden the Blazers are right back there to pushing this thing close to 20 once again.
So a timeout is going to be used here as the Blazers are going to talk things over with 2:11 remaining here in the third quarter of a game. The Bucks have not led since it was the first quarter when it was 18-16. It's been a minute. Milwaukee has committed, you mentioned, 16 turnovers, and those points off turnovers continue to accrue. 27 points off of those 16 turnovers for the Blazers here in this one tonight. I'm trying to check the season high for points off turnovers. I think we got to be right there. See if we can stick Mr. Hecker on that search. We're brought to you by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live with Ticketmaster. They are the official ticket marketplace of the Bucks and the NBA. So Milwaukee winning 12 of the last 15 a season ago. They won the first game at home by 8 in November, then beat the Blazers by 19 in Portland in February. These teams won't meet again until January 31st in Portland. It is going to be Portland basketball out of bounds on the far side. Inbound pass will be sent in top to Reith. He'll pass the ball to Sharp. Sharp's defended by Damian Lillard. Slings the pass to the right wing. Henderson gets around the defense of Payne. Now sends out. Here's a drive. Reith will take it to the cut. Floats the shot off the window. No good. Ball still in the air. Ripped down by Portis after Lopez tapped at it a couple times. Bucks go the other way with it. Connaughton feeds it to Payne. Payne on the baseline. Trying to pass it to Lopez, but Lopez was not aware of that fact, and it's going to be another turnover. Henderson the other way. Feeds it off. Gets it back. He's at the top of the circle, defended by Payne. Dribble to the left hand. Ball knocked away from behind. Campaign got a hand in there to poke it free. Milwaukee trying to go the other direction now. Lillard's into the front court down 88-72. 1:28 to play here in this third quarter. Portland has more or less dominated this game behind turnovers and three-point shooting when they've been working. Lillard drawing the double team. Passes to Lopez. He sends near side. A head fake from Payne. Now he rifles it to Connaughton. Alone from three. Got it. Late in the shot clock, Pat beats the buzzer. And Milwaukee is back to within 13 on that three-pointer. Needed to see that one go down. A minute to go now in the third. Bucks down again by 13. Shaedon Sharpe has the ball knocked away. Taken by Lopez. A little indecision there from the second-year pro. Bucks go the other way into the front court. 50 seconds to go now in the third. Payne, top of the arc, passes it off to Lillard. Trying to close this quarter off with a bang. Dame, hard head job coming toward the middle of the court with Reith on him. Goes right past Reith. Scoops to the hoop, missed it. And then the rebound goes to Sharp. A lot of layups. This in the Boston game have been so many missed shots around the rim. Lillard just 5 of 15 today. 88-75, Blazers out in front, 20 seconds to go, about 11 seconds separating game clock from shot clock. Sharp attacks, shot blocked by Lopez on the help side. Long rebound, almost tracked down by Payne, but with a second to go, Portland's going to have to inbound close to the mid-court stripe. 1.4 seconds on the shot clock, 12.1 on the game clock. 88-75 lead for the Blazers. Can the Bucks get this to 11 or even 10? Inbound pass goes to Reith. Contested three. That's an air ball. Shot clock violation. Bucks defense does its job there. And Milwaukee will have a chance to play for the final shot here. This seems to loom large. Inbound pass will go to Payne. Payne races into the front court. He's attacking. Feeds the corner. A head fake. Lopez leans back. Fires up a three. It's an air ball. And the rebound taken away from Reith, or by Walker, by Connaughton, but too late. Horn sounds. Bucks trailing by as many as 26 points. Make it 26 points here tonight. Trailing by 13 now. They cut that deficit in half. See if they can make something of it in the fourth. Back with more after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Insulate your home and save on energy costs with Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation. Foamular insulation panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used anywhere, even underground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Pick up your pink insulation panels and start saving today. Remember, a Menards gift card makes a great gift.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
It's the first ever NBA in-season tournament. All 30 teams going for one brand new trophy.
The stakes are the highest.
Only 8 teams advance from the group stages. Then it's down to single elimination.
It's win or go home.
The last 4 standing will battle it out in Las Vegas, baby. They're going to go all in on the hardwood for season-long bragging rights and the first ever NBA Cup. Hope everyone's feeling lucky. The NBA in-season tournament continues on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at freighter.com/second opinion.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tough sled tonight for the Bucs. We'll see if they can make something out of this. Make chicken salad out of you know what. Right now, they are down by 13, trailed by 26 earlier in this half, but they have cut it down to a 13-point deficit. 88-75, our score. Glad to have you with us. As the Bucs will start with a basketball going left to right, it's Giannis, Beauchamp, Portis, Beasley, and Payne to start things here in this fourth quarter. Malik Beasley at the top of the arc. He'll pass it off to Campaign. He's on the left wing. Portis trying to feed inside. Deflected, but right back to Beasley. Beasley on the right wing with five to shoot. He's going to step back. Leans back and unloads. Three-pointer misses. Well short. The rebound goes off of Portis and out of bounds. Back to Portland. Blazers have put up 27 points off turnovers today. That is a season high through just three quarters. Previous high was 22 points against Chicago. 27 and three quarters for the Blazers. Brogdon, top of the arc, a head fake, drives into the paint, hands the basketball off, and there's an easy layup for Jabari Walker inside as he lays it in up close. Coming off of a career-high 19 points, career-high 10 rebounds in the win against Utah. Giannis attacks. He's going to send it down with a ferocious one-hand jam. Saw that opening and exploded to it. Giannis now with 26 in the game. Here comes Portland the other way, leading 90-77. Brogdon, teardrop, got it. Malcolm Brogdon has played exceptionally well here today in his return to Milwaukee. 14 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds. Actually, 16 points with that make. Beasley a catch and shoot three. He misses, but Portis with the offensive rebound, trying to put it back up. Spins a couple times and then sees the help side defense leave, so he says, I'll flip that up there, and he does, right over Walker. 92-79, back to a 13-point contest. Bucks trying to get a stop here. Those 11 assists for Brogdon matches season high for the former Milwaukee Buck. On the near side, Scoot Henderson. Entry pass was knocked away by Beauchamp, but Beauchamp gets called for the foul. That's the second on Marjan, and for Milwaukee, their first here in the opening 2 minutes of the fourth quarter in a 92-79 game. Jeremy Grant to inbound, slaps it in his hands before he sends it out top. Henderson's got it, passes the ball away, but now the entry pass from Brogdon trying to thread that one through to Walker, couldn't get it through. Now Giannis takes off. Euro step on the other side, draws the whistle on the foul as the shot wouldn't quite go for him. He will go to the line, though, for two. Bucks just trying to chisel away at that deficit. We're down by 26 points early in the third quarter. Got it down to almost nine before a missed dunk from Portis sent the Blazers on a little mini run of their own. They got it back to 16, and now it sits at 13 with Giannis at the line. So quiet, even here at the mezzanine level, I'm afraid to talk. His first free throw is good. Man, I don't remember it getting that quiet in this building. They get quiet for free throws, but that was middle of the Sahara Desert quiet. Second free throw on the way.
Some of us have never been there, so I can't speak to how quiet it may or may not be there.
Oh, it's quiet. Second free throw on the way. And he sticks it. So Giannis makes a pair. Milwaukee back to within 11 now. Can they get the defense to force some misses here? Take care of the ball. You do that, you got a shot. Brogdon, midcourt on that Bucks logo, dribbled behind his back a couple times. Now feathers it back to Walker, right back to Brogdon. Brogdon with six to shoot, pulls up, right elbow jumper, splash. Tough shot for the former ACC Player of the Year. at the University of Virginia 1 year before winning Rookie of the Year with the Bucks. Giannis the other direction, spins, couple swivel moves, missed as he was bailed out with a late whistle. Tried to get that thing to go. I say missed it. Man, easy for me to say. You try spinning around four times and trying to know exactly where you are to lay it in. It's like playing pin the tail on the donkey. Man, oh man, with a blindfold on. Giannis steps to the line for two more. He has lived at the free throw line this afternoon. 15 attempts already for the two-time MVP. And his first of two free throws on the way. It is up, and it is too strong. He's made 10 of 16 at the stripe this afternoon. Mentioned it coming into this game. Had shot 73% at the line over the previous two games, going 16 of 22 on the season, though, at 64%. As his next attempt is on the way. Takes some time again. The bounce to the ball. And the shot is good. So it's a 12-point game, 94-82. Blazers, who have not trailed since the first quarter. Brogdon drives in again. Shot rejected against the window by Portis. Comes away pumping his fist. Giannis going the other way. Bounce pass to the corner. Payne caught it low. Couldn't get the shot up. So he will drift out now toward the top of the arc. Passes to Portis. Portis sends near wing to Beasley. Quick touch pass to Beauchamp. Eight to shoot now. Marjan dribbles with the left hand. Triggers the pass to Payne. A head fake from three again. He'll drive. Little teardrop. Back iron strong. Giannis with a rebound, but he's going to get called for the foul. They'll say he shoved off. So for Giannis, that'll be his third, and it is Portland basketball with inside of 9 minutes to play, leading 94-82. Blazers still got to get this one to the finish line. Fourth youngest team in the NBA knows they got the Bucks on the ropes, but they know the hardest part is still in front of them. Brogdon, near wing, bolts it over his head, looks left, sends right. Scoot Henderson, defended by Campaign. Rifles it back to Brogdon. Brogdon lobs it to Grant. Grant picked up on defense by Portis. Head fake, gets Bobby into the air, puts the shot up, and it missed, but that was a smart play by Jeremy Grant, who will go to the free throw line for two shots. It's amazing, as much as the Bucks have given it away, they have a season high 12 steals of their own here today. But the problem is, you look at those turnovers, the Blazers have committed just one fewer than Milwaukee has, but Portland has scored almost twice as many points off those turnovers, 27 to 14 in favor of the Blazers in points off turnovers, as Grant hits the front side of two shots.
Yeah, the Blazers have almost essentially scored every single time the Bucks have turned it over, whereas the Bucks are scoring on 50% of their turnovers.
Second free throw is off the mark, so Jeremy Grant misses for the first time today at the free throw line. He is now 3 of 4 with 17 points. Milwaukee on the other side. We got a whistle and I think a foul away from the ball. It's going against the Blazers. It'll be their third team foul. Scoot Henderson is called for what will go as his third. And now getting set to check in, DeAndre Ayton comes in along with Shaden Shedrick, who has been a thorn in the Bucks' side throughout this game today with 17 points and 6 rebounds. Inbound pass coming from Payne. He feeds the open shooter, Malik Beasley, but he missed the three. Man, that's what you're looking for there. You just got to find a way to connect. Bucks have shot just 30% from three today. That has not helped their cause. Entry pass down low. Grant's got the size advantage, but it closed. Had the shot blocked. It goes to Ayton. Sends out top. Three ball misses too strong. Scoot Henderson, a clean look at the three from above the break. Hit his first three-pointers tonight, but he has cooled off. Giannis goes the other way. Little jump step. Count that baby with a foul as he lays it off the window and good. Got a chance to get it to 10 points now. The deficit with 7:57 to play here in the fourth. And the big fellas got another 30 burger going to the line. He's got 31 points on his 18th free throw attempt of this game. Can Dame start to make his mark against the team that he authored more than a few of these moments and gave birth to the term Dame time? We're getting toward that time with Milwaukee needing to come from behind, down by 11 still. So that foul on DeAndre Ayton was his third, and now the Blazers will be in the penalty the rest of the way. Free throw from Giannis. A deep breath. The shot is up, and it's no good. Missed it short. Nice rebound, though, for Portis as he tips it to himself. And then he has the ball taken away. Shaedon Sharpe. No, it's Thybulle going the other way. Thybulle was going out of bounds on the other end, so he saves it back over to Grant. Grant's on the other end now, has it. Chance for second chance points turned into a chance for points off turnovers again for the Blazers. Grant defended by Beasley. Got a pull up 17-foot jumper. Misses front iron. Rebound. Tapped around. Saved from going out of bounds by Henderson, but he saves it right to Portis. Body hands to Payne. Cam's going the other way. Lofts it across the court to Lillard. Lillard being defended tightly by Thybulle. Thybulle is something this Blazer team hasn't had in a while. That's a good defender. Giannis drives baseline, gets it over to Beasley. Now they work it over to the right wing. Payne feeds to Lillard. Dame tees one up from three. Can't hit. Portis with a rebound. Misses the stick back. Another offensive rebound and another miss. Beasley missed it. And finally, Portis gets the lid off the cylinder as he lays it in up close. Well, it wasn't pretty. This whole game hasn't been pretty. But the Bucks are still within eye shot. Single digits, 95-86, Blazers with a lead. When we come back, 7:03 to play in the fourth. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Bond. The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
com/bars
95-86 Blazers with a lead, still 7:03 to go in the fourth, and let's take a look at the fourth quarter. It's quarter four of 2023, and folks can be thinking about insurance plans for next year. Network Health can help. Network Health Insurance, they make insurance affordable and understandable. You're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit networkhealth.com. They've got a plan for you. You look at this fourth quarter. Neither team said it has not been pretty. Bucks 4 of 11 from the floor. The Blazers 3 of 7. Here's the key. Just one turnover for the Bucks, though. And the Blazers, again, have only attempted 7 shots, and they've got some stops here. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Brogdon misses it short, and the Bucks will have it down single digits for the first time since the 9:37 mark of the second quarter. Down by 9, Giannis kicks out. Portis uncorks a 3. Too much on it, but it goes off the back iron high into the air. And that is some home cooking. It drops for the big man. And Milwaukee's cut the deficit to 6. A little good fortune on their shoulder there. Here's Grant on the other side. Takes it low. Now sends out to Ayton. Ayton will give it to Brogdon. Now to Sharp. They get it to the open shooter. That's Thybul on the right side. Can't hit. Another open three misses. Those threes that were going down in the first half, they're not going down now. Milwaukee's got it back to within six. Giannis on the other end. Takes it himself. Works into the corner. Portis fires up another three. And he drills it this time. Right in front of the Portland bench. He's cut the deficit in half. Milwaukee's on a 15-3 run. 95-92 our score. Brogdon takes it inside. Feeds to Sharp. Loses it on the floor. Now a whistle and a foul. That'll be the fourth on Giannis, diving for that loose ball. Knocked him over. And that will send the Blazers to the free throw line. No, that's the fourth. So they had one more to give. And here comes the mayor's name. Cascading down from the seats at a packed Fiserv Forum here on this Sunday matinee affair. Bucks down 95-92, trailed by 26 in this half. Have not led since 18-16 was our score in the first quarter. Sharp, dribble drive, gets his man there, loses the basketball, picked up off the deck, Beasley's running with it, feeds it to Portis. Portis thought about the three, instead passes to Lillard. He'll scissor his way down the lane, lays it in off the glass. The Bucks are back to within one. Timeout, Portland. They are reaching for the smelling salt. Bobby Portis pumping the crowd up. A chest bump at midcourt. 95-94 on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money right now at Menards. Always give your pet the best with Merrick grain-free dog food. It's made with real ingredients from right here in the U.S. to provide your pet with a balanced nutrition. Real meat is the first ingredient, and the recipe is specially balanced with protein, healthy fat, and fresh produce. Save big money and pick up a 22-pound bag for $76.98. Prices good through December 3rd.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Well, volume has gone up considerably, as has the intensity in this one. Milwaukee, once down 26 points, is down just 1 point now with 5:23 to go in the fourth quarter. We're brought to you by Pottawatomie. Ready to sparks up the new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee. You'll find the latest slots and table games, plus new dining bars and a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Pottawatomie. Also by Pick and Save, the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Feels like a whole different building, doesn't it?
It feels almost like a playoff game in what we've seen the last couple of minutes here.
Bucks have come from 26 points down, trying for their first lead since the 450 mark of the first quarter. But right now, the Blazers have a chance to get a little bit of momentum back here as they got the ball out of the timeout. Scoot Henderson puts up a tough push shot, missed it, back iron, rebounded by Lillard. They have completely unraveled here, this young Portland Trail Blazers team. He said, knew the hardest part was still waiting for him on the finish. Here's a drive from Lillard. His shot blocked by Eaton, who's been through a few of these. He is the rare veteran presence out there. Here comes Campaign out of the game. Giannis is in there with Lopez now. Beasley, Portis, and Lillard. Inbound pass to Giannis. Giannis turns around, misses the jump hook. Well short. Rebound goes to Henderson. Henderson the other way now to the front court. Zigzagging his way across the midcourt stripe. Inside of 5 minutes to go in a one-point game. Henderson passes it right side to Grant. Jeremy Grant defended by Giannis. Trying to cross him over. Giannis stays with him. Knocks the ball free. Oh, that's going to be number five on Giannis. Well, the Blazers trying to get something going. They're going to be bailed out here because they'll have free throws coming. You look at their last nine possessions. It's gone missed jumper, turnover, missed three, turnover, missed layup, missed jumper, missed three, missed layup.
And I wonder, well, apparently not. I was wondering, do you challenge that just because it's Giannis' fifth? They won their previous. Even Brook Lopez turned to the bench to say, hey, that's five on Giannis.
But if you don't feel like you got good evidence, save it for a rainy day. As the free throw goes down, I thought he fouled him. Second free throw on the way, and he hits them both. So it's back to a three-point lead now for the Blazers. The Bucks have climbed the mountain. Now can they summit to the top? One three-pointer could tie this game. Guy who's got the ball has made a few of them in his career, more than any other Blazer in team history. He's got it right now. Lillard passes to Beasley. Beasley left alone, all by himself. Stares at the rim, misses the three. Giannis with a rebound, though. Feeds out to Lillard. Back to Beasley. He'll try another three. Misses again. Beasley's had good looks tonight, but just has not had it working. He is 4 of 13 from the floor, 3 of 10 from three-point range. And it remains a three-point lead for the Blazers. Bucks lose this one. Beasley's going to see those shots in his sleep tonight. Henderson's got it. He's defended by Giannis. Top of the arc, passes it off to Brogdon. Brogdon near wing. Around the Ayton screen. He'll flick the wrist on a three. That misses everything. Shot clock violation. That is the sure sign of an offense that is not feeling itself when you start to see a culmination of multiple shot clock violations.
And again, it just comes down to making this team play in the half court and not getting them out in transition and getting the numbers.
Lillard goes the other way now for the Bucks. He's got it on the right wing. Defended by Jeremy Grant. 10 to shoot around the Lopez screen. Back to Lopez. Lopez takes a big step. Gets challenged by Ayton. Couldn't get the shot. Tipped at it. Caught at it. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound out of Brogdon. Three straight empty trips now for the Bucks. That gives the Blazers some breathing room and a chance to reset. Chauncey Billups, directing his team from his bench. On the other side of the floor, Brogdon going to put up a three. It missed short. Neither team has been able to hit here of late. So the door is still open for Milwaukee with 3:03 to go. Down by three, Giannis in the crouch. Passes to Lillard. Lillard, you know, wants his shot. He's going to fire it up there. And he sticks it. Damian Lillard, as he has done so many times, as a Blazer, sticks the big three against the Blazers, and he has tied this game at 97. Scoot Henderson the other way. Passes it to the right wing. Grant sends out top to Henderson. Henderson driving on Lopez. Lopez gets in the way of the shot. No good, but Ayton lays it back up and in. Portland back up by two. Bucks had tied it for the first time since it was a 20-20 game, and now they're down by two again. Lillard got the rock in his hands on the left wing, defended by Brogdon now. With 10 to shoot, drives on him, goes up, draws the foul. He'll go to the line for two. This is what he was brought here to do. Dame time is the present with 2:13 to go in the fourth quarter when he has worked his magic this season. He's had 25 game-tying or winning shots in the final 20 seconds of a game coming into this season. His 47 clutch points coming into this game today lead the NBA. And he sticks the first of two free throws here. Lillard, 9 points in the final five minutes against Washington, 10 points in the final 5 minutes against Boston, and he's back up to his old tricks. Second free throw on the way. And he hits it. Milwaukee has tied the game at 99 again. 2:12 to play here in the fourth. Blazers trying to hold on. 26-point lead is gone. And they've still got a chance to get the lead back again. Brogdon, a bounce pass to Ayton. He lost the basketball. Beasley could have just picked the ball up, but he panicked and tapped at it. Swatted it out of bounds. So the Blazers catch a huge break there. Beasley trying to defend now on Brogdon on the inbound pass. Lofts it into Grant. Grant at the top of the arc. Gets it to Brogdon. Brogdon takes it into the paint. Has the ball knocked away, but it goes out to Grant. Grant's driving. He's out of control, and that has got to be an offensive foul. It is. Jeremy Grant was out of control, stumbling down that right side of the baseline, and Milwaukee is going to have a chance to get their first lead since the opening quarter. The Bucks have been in more than a few of these battles already this season. If ever a team was battle tested here in the first quarter of the season, it is this Milwaukee team. And they have played well in clutch time. Can they do it again tonight with 1:49 remaining? Bucks have it into the front court. It's Lillard. Lillard around the midcourt logo with 10 to shoot. He's defended by Scoot Henderson. He's got Portis out there. Beasley, Lopez, and Giannis. Takes it to the left wing. Feeds to Beasley. Beasley, quick catch and shoot three. And he rips the cords. The Bucks have taken the lead for the first time since the 4 minute and 50 second mark of the first quarter. Three-pointer on the way on the other side. Oh, how about that shot from Jeremy Grant? He answers. It's back to a tie game. Fasten your seatbelt, folks. Away we go. Milwaukee's got it on the other side now. With 1:09 to go, Giannis driving. He passes out. Lillard from the corner for three. In and out. Ayton with the rebound. And Portland will go the other way. Of course, it would come down to this in Damian Lillard's first game against his old team. Brogdon shakes a defender. He's at the free throw line, backpedaling to the top of the arc now with Lopez on him. Crosses over. Lopez got the hand in there to knock it away, but Brogdon staying with it. Then he missed the shot, and that's going to be another shot clock violation for the Blazers. Bucks defense, give them credit. It has dug in here in crunch time.
Brook Lopez a couple of times today. We've seen him with the quick hands knocking a ball loose, too. And that was a huge one because that's what slowed down that possession. It forced Malcolm Brogdon to basically have to start over.
They're reviewing something. I don't know if it's to figure out what.
Violation. However, we have reasonable doubt that the ball has not made contact with the rim. Therefore, we have a trigger for a rim hit.
Okay, so the trigger has been instigated, which means you don't have to challenge this. Whether the ball hit the rim is automatically a trigger in the last 2 minutes. So that is what they are looking at to see if that ball hit the rim. I don't believe it did. But we are about to find out. No, I don't think so.
No, I think it came in just under it.
I think it just got the... This is a good angle. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see anything that says that ball definitively hit the rim. We'll find out here. But for this Milwaukee team, you're talking about a group that in clutch time this season... As much maligned as this group has been defensively, ranked 21st in the league, getting better as the season goes along, but they are number 6 in the NBA in defensive efficiency in 8 clutch time games. That's 8 clutch time games the Bucks have gone 6-2 in, and trying to make it 7-2. It looks like they're going to have the basketball with 39.3 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter, a game that the Bucks trailed by 26 points. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification now on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So with just over 39 seconds to go, they still have not definitively ruled what the call is here. They're still looking at this thing. Bucks trailed at 81-55 with 8:58 to go in the third quarter. They have outscored the Blazers 47-21 since that time. And they are currently deadlocked. Jeremy Grant with a clutch three just moments ago. The 13th of the game for the Blazers.
All on the floor stands.
Replay center official determined that it was not clear and conclusive that the call was incorrect. So the call on the floor will stand. The ruling is a shot clock violation and the game clock is correct.
Well, there you go. So Portland, that three-pointer, by the way, from Jeremy Grant was just their third of the second half. They hit 10 of 17 in the first half. But here in the second half, have gone just 3 of 14. So the Bucks going to have the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Beasley to inbound with Damian Lillard, Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, and Giannis. Jaden Sharp going to be out there for the Blazers, along with the rookie Scoot Henderson, Jeremy Grant, DeAndre Ayton, and the rookie Tamani.